Since 2008, the Windham Regional Commission has been a formal party to the state's proceedings on whether to extend Vermont Yankee's license to operate. Entergy, the plant owner, first asked the Vermont Public Service Board for a 20-year extension. After Entergy announced in August that the plant would close next year, the company sought a 1-year license instead. The Public Service Board had finished gathering information in the case, but the Shumlin administration asked it to defer its decision to give Entergy and the state time to negotiate. The Windham Regional Commission was one of 6 intervening parties not invited to those talks.
We would clearly like to have been at the table.
Chris Campney is the Windham Regional Commission's executive director. His agency has been neutral on whether the plant should be relicensed.
What we've always been focused on is what happens when the plant eventually closes, what's in the interest of the orderly redevelopment of the region and the well-being of our towns.
Chris Recchia is commissioner of the Department of Public Service, which represents ratepayers before the decision-making Public Service Board. The department was due to brief the board on the outcome of the talks with Entergy this week.
You know, we're continuing discussions, and they're constructive, but we don't have an agreement yet, and our intent is to give an update to the board on Friday. There's really not much else I can tell you.
Campney, the Windham regional director, says the state's negotiating team understands and largely supports his organization's concerns, but he wants the regional commission to also have a say.
What we hope is that if the state and Entergy are able to come to some agreement and they present that to the Public Service Board, that all the parties would then have an opportunity to review it and comment on it before any decisions made by the Public Service Board.
Recchia thinks it's probable that the board will give the other parties a chance to comment. The Windham Regional Commission and other parties are hoping their priorities will be reflected in conditions attached to any permit issued by the board. Campney says the region will be better off economically if the plant is decommissioned promptly, which would keep more people working longer. Entergy says it wants to mothball the reactor, possibly for decades, while its radioactivity decreases and its decommissioning fund grows through investments. Campany's group thinks Entergy has underestimated the cost of decommissioning. He says Entergy expects the site to be taxed as vacant land after the plant closes, which he says isn't likely. He also says Entergy's plans for restoring the site don't go far enough. Campney also wants the state and Entergy to specify who will be accountable if dismantling is delayed for 50 years or more. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.